Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. And happy Friday morning, and it is a windy morning. I don't know if you can hear that, but if you can hear that, it is not me blowing into the microphone. And for those of you that are fairly new to the podcast, at least this week, just to clarify, we don't release a daily podcast on Saturday or Sunday, but we will be back together on Monday doing what friends that are friends of Jesus do, reading a gospel passage, talking for a bit, praying, meditating, and then just spending the rest of the day with Jesus and discovering how incredibly irresistible he is. And so let's get rolling. Open your Bible to John chapter 3. We're going to be there in a moment. And the title of the podcast this morning is Becoming Less. And I'm going to ask a question that I wouldn't want to answer, and you probably don't want to answer it either, but how do you feel when someone passes you, when someone beats you, gets ahead of you, gets the promotion, gets the accolade, gets whatever? How do you feel when someone accomplishes more than you or is liked more than you? How would you feel if maybe your people, you know, or your friends or your disciples started following or wanting to be with someone else more than they wanted to be with you because they're, I don't know, more eloquent or more enticing or more exciting or whatever? How do you feel when people pass you, get ahead of you, accomplish more than you, are richer than you, or prettier than you, or more eloquent than you? And I could go on. And again, we don't like this. We don't like it at all. We want to be the ones with the accolades, where the crowds are coming to us. We want to be the one with the great name. But honestly, that creates all kinds of competition and anxiety and underhanded dealing and anything but contentment and rest and peace. And so in John chapter 3, we get introduced to a man named John the Baptist, and it's just an incredible story and an incredible statement about contentment. And so we're going to pick up reading in John chapter 3, verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples, and by the way, some of Jesus' disciples had been John's disciples, but they stopped following John and started following Jesus. Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now, John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salem because there was plenty of water there. Go down to verse 26. They came to John and they said to him, Rabbi, the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, right, that's Jesus, the one you testified about, look, he's baptizing and everyone is going to him. Now, put yourself in John's shoes. He's baptizing, and everyone is going to him. To this, John replied, a person can only receive what is given them from heaven. That's such amazing contentment. You yourselves can testify that I said I'm not the Messiah, but I'm sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine. And it is now complete. He must become greater, and I must become less. That is such an incredible passage. And what an incredible man, John the Baptist. I mean, his disciples come to him and say, hey, John, that guy that you testified, he's beating you. He's passing you. He's taking your disciples. Everyone's going to him. I mean, put yourself in John's shoes or sandals. You know, they're saying, you know, everyone's talking about that guy. And the two of you are in the same business. You're both in the baptism business, and you're losing market share. I mean, how would we like that? How do we feel when people pass us? When people get the better of us? When that other person gets that promotion? How do we feel? And what's incredible about the story is John says not only that he's okay, oh yeah, you know, I'm okay, you know, it's not a big deal, it's going to be okay. No, he says not only am I okay, but I'm happy. I'm full of joy. I'm like the friend of the groom. I mean, I'm celebrating. I'm full of joy in this moment as I see his success, as I see him, you know, lifted up. I planted, I did a lot of hard work, and now he is harvesting some of the fruit of what I worked for, and that brings me joy. I'm not only fine, I'm excited to become less as he becomes greater. I mean, if we could just pause there for a minute and think about our lives, our kids, our spouse, our coworker, you know, the leaders that we're leading with, you know, our neighbors, our friends. This is incredible stuff. John's basically saying in this passage, you know, I'm great with being a means to an end. And to have meaning, we must be a means to an end. That's what meaning actually means, to be a means to someone else's end. You know, to them being noticed or lifted up, or to them succeeding, to them passing us. You know, to them getting the nod or the accolade or whatever, our spouse, our kids, the next generation, right? Our boss looking better, our coworkers being lifted up, our neighbors, so that they can go further and faster than us. And you know, the main thing that robs us of joy is comparison. And see, in this passage, John is not, you know, comparing. He says in verse 27, a person can only receive what is given them from heaven. That's contentment. He's rejoicing like a true friend as he sees Jesus lifted up. He's like, yes, I had a hand in that. I was a means to that end of Jesus becoming greater. And honestly, and God, this is me, this is you, this is us. The problem is we want to be great. We want to be the greatest. We want to be lifted up. We want to win. We want to beat others. You know, we want others to be a means to our end. And the last line is just so good. John says, the joy is mine. It's now complete. He must become greater. This is verse 30. He must become greater and I must become less. John is saying, guys, the way up is down. The way down is up. And ironically, John's name became great. I mean, how many of you have heard of John the Baptist? All of us. John's name became great by seeking to make someone else's name great. That's so good. That's so important. John's name became great by seeking to make someone else's name great. Maybe our strategy for greatness is a bad strategy. Maybe it's leading to stress and strain and fighting and pushing and pulling instead of joy, which John has here, and contentment, which John has here. So let's talk about a different strategy. What is our strategy for becoming less so that someone else can become greater? What does it look like? Here's the question. What does it look like practically to become a stepping stone to somebody else's success, to become a means to the end of them becoming greater, and for us to be able to stand back and say, yes, I had a hand in that? So meditate on this passage, pray a little bit, just let the Spirit of God work with this truth as we spend a little bit of time with Jesus this morning, and then let's continue to enjoy him for the rest of the day, because that's what we get to do, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.